Kemosabe means trusted friend. You are my trusted friend. That's what it means. It's a job, but you're trusted to do the job, to get it done. Let me tell you the other conditions. One, son, guess who your boss is. Think. No, it's not me. You boss yourself. I do? Very flattering. Right, you boss yourself. No one will boss you at all. Really? Right. Now, what do you think you're going after? Right. Green, clean. By the way, this took me 2 weeks to go through this process. I'm just abbreviating it. Second son, guess who your helper is? Who? I am. You bossed me. I am your helper. I do? See how flattering it is? Build self-esteem. That's right, son. But I better tell you a little about my situation. Sometimes I'm not here. Sometimes when I am here, I'm busy on other things. But if I ever have any time at all and you need my help, you've got it, son. Anytime. And anything you want me to do. Third, son, guess who your judge is. Guess who judges your work. Right, you got it. You judge yourself. How do you think you judge yourself, son? Right. Green and clean. You got it. See, he had the image in his head. That's it. That's a stewardship delegation. I said, how do you feel? He said, I'll do it. You think about it some more, because let me tell you, I won't be doing it anymore, unless you call on me. And you judge yourself twice a week. The two of us will walk around your stewardship, and you can show me how it's coming. And how do you think he'd judge yourself again? Green and clean, that's right. You think about it some more, son. Count the cost. I'll ask you a couple more days. Saturday morning came. How do you feel, son? I'll do it. Do what? Green and clean. How? That's up to me. Who's your helper, son? You are if you have time. What if I don't have time? My job is green and clean. Who's your boss? I boss myself. Who's your judge? I judge myself. How? Twice a week, you and I walk around. I'll show you how it's coming. It's essentially the nature of our conversation. Only in little children language more. Is that a deal, son? Put it here, son. High five. That's it. It's yours, son. It's yours. He did nothing. You like that, don't you?
That's true.
2 weeks of training, did nothing. All that Saturday, all that Sunday, all that Monday. You know, I was getting disgusted. It was middle of the summer, summer heat, 100-degree weather, dry, low humidity. A lot of money in the yard. Tuesday morning came, fourth day, doing nothing. After 2 weeks of training, I was ready to pull out all the stops. I said to myself, surely he'll do it today. I can kind of rationalize away Saturday. That's when we made the commitment. And Sunday, we don't want to work. And Monday, there is no reason at all. He has nothing else to do. He knows better. Certainly he'll do it today. Well, you know, I could hardly wait all that day long to see what it looked like when I came back, driving up home, going around the bank, turning into a home. I was just anxious to see that yard, and it was cluttered and yellowing more than ever. Stephen was across the street playing in the yard. I was ready to move back to go for delegation. Son, now you get over here, and you get over here right now, and you start working on this or else. Yeah, I could get the golden egg that way. What happens to the goose, see? What happens to his internal commitment? His initiative muscles were dead. Why? I'd always nagged him. You nag people, and where's initiative? It's destroyed. So people say, they won't do it anyway, they don't have the ability or the desire. So you gotta get on their back, so they get nothing done. You have to follow through, check up, hover over, you know, the whole hovering, smothering supervision thing. And you get validated, see? They did nothing. Unless I'm there, they won't do anything. And then you get mad, you get upset, you get emotionally invested in this thing. Particularly after you've made such an effort before, see? And particularly if the issue is a jugular issue or a key thing like your yard and the appearance of your yard, or if that's important to your own image or whatever. Well, I bit my tongue. And there was mess right there too. Right there, 2 feet away from where I parked. Right there. Really. Garbage, wet garbage that had dribbled out of a sack, you know. It'd been there for 2 days. It'd been there since Saturday evening barbecue. But you can't touch it. It's their stewardship, see? I could have picked it up just like this. Well, I decided to call for an accounting. Hi, son. Trying to be real pleasant, you know. Faking it to the hilt. Hi, son. How are you? Just fine, Dad. How's it going in the yard, son? Just fine, Dad. How's this accounting? Why? I violated our agreement. That's not the way we agreed. I knew it. I'd pushed it. I bit my tongue. Waited till after dinner. After dinner. Honey, why don't we walk around kind of like we talked about together? Okay? Show me how it's going in your stewardship. Before we even got to the outside of the door, I could see his chin. Starting to go like that. By the time he got outside, just an open ball.
So hard, he said.
What's hard? He hadn't done one single thing. Should I tell you what hard is? Self-supervision. Bossing yourself. Initiative, that's what's hard. In fact, if you nag people enough, work is the course of least resistance. Really. Just get on people's back and nag them. The easiest thing to do is to do work. No growth and development, no PC. Anything you want me to do to help, son? Would you? What was my agreement with you? You said you'd help me if you have time. I got time, son. Just a minute, Dad. Ran in the house. Got 2 sacks. Came out, he handed me one, and he took one. I just held it. Could you clean that up?
It makes me vomit.
Anything you want me to do, son, I'll do it. Picked it up. Just held the sack. Directed me around the other way. Look who's directing whom. See, it was that day he signed the deal in his heart. He knew it was his stewardship. And I will never forget that entire summer, how pleased I was to see a greener, cleaner yard than it had ever been under my stewardship. And how he'd get after his brothers and sisters when they threw stuff around. He owned it, see? Ownership, it's mine. My pride's tied into it. Notice the basic elements. These. First, a clear description of desired results. And if possible, a visual picture of those desired results. Spend time. Took me 2 weeks. Spend time. Be patient. Second, teach people the guidelines, including no-nos. You know what a no-no is? I didn't do this, but I could have said to son, don't paint it. It's a no-no. It's not allowed. In other words, anytime you have given someone a job and you know the failure paths, identify them. If you know they're getting into trouble if they do this and this, tell them that. Be open and honest about it. Don't hide it. It's a failure path. There's quicksand. There's wild animals. You don't want to have everyone reinvent the wheel every day. Learn the hard way. The best way to learn is to learn from other people's mistakes. Tell them the failure paths, but what don't you tell them? What to do. Give them guidelines, including no-nos, but don't tell them what to do. Next, Identify the resources. Call on me, son. Next. Accountability. Set up an accountability arrangement. We agreed. Walk around the yard twice a week. When does a person give progress reports? What are the criteria by which those desired results will be manifested, see? And they have the ball on their, at their toe. They come and give an accounting. They set it up. Fifth, consequences. What's going to happen, good or bad, based upon the accountability? Now, with my son Stephen, the only consequence was intrinsic. Intrinsic. But I wouldn't have hesitated to attach an allowance to it. At that time in his life, he didn't need an allowance. He wasn't concerned about it. But I wouldn't have hesitated to say, you judge yourself, this job is worth, say, $2 a week. You do a superb job, $3. Judge yourself. They'll be twice as tough on them as you would dare be, because you've trusted them.